Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, welcome to the show, and so glad that you're joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yeah, we're making a difference, and the products that we use are making a difference. We have a great story for you this morning.
Yeah, we want to tell you about one of our clients. As you know, we have always been advocates of natural health. We ourselves practice natural means for any condition before we go to conventional means, especially when it comes to pharmaceuticals. Now, here's an interesting story. Our client had been diagnosed with high blood pressure and really very high cholesterol. And what we suggested was that they do kyolic aged garlic, power pH, and another product called Modicare, which you can also find out about on the kyolic.com website, and all of which are backed up by a lot of science. Now, the power pH, what it does is it reduces the acid in your body. And what does that do? That reduces inflammation in your venous system, right? And so if your veins and arteries are swollen, then it's harder for blood parts to get through. They scrape on the sides of the vein and artery walls, and guess what? More cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So that's something that can be of benefit. And then, of course, aged garlic. There are over, 700 studies now saying how that can affect your venous system in positive ways. Well, she took it for a month, and when she went to her doctor...
Two months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. When she went to her doctor, he was shocked that she had... reduced 30 points from her score. And he said, wow, you know, that Lipitor is really working. And she said, well, I'm sorry, I haven't been taking it. So these are the kinds of results that are available with natural means, and there are no side effects.
None whatsoever. So we were extremely happy for her and really understood what she was saying, and she is thrilled. So it's kyolic.com. You can find out about the kyolic aged garlic and the Modicare, and powersofph.com for the pH.
Yeah, we love telling you these kinds of stories. We will report them when we hear them. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, most of us are out of alignment with our true spiritual nature. Why? Well, perhaps it's because you are overwhelmed with all those things that are non-essential. At least, that's what Peggy Fitzsimmons thinks. And she's not just talking about all the stuff in your closet. She's the author of Release: Create a Clutter-Free and Soul-Driven Life. She's coming up next, right here on Conscious Talk. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference yet again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Peggy Fitzsimmons. Now, we could call her Dr. Peggy Fitzsimmons because she holds a PhD in counseling psychology from Arizona State University. And she's worked in the fields of counseling and healing for over 25 years, working with adults and adolescents with mental health and addiction issues in a variety of clinical settings, including private practice, wilderness therapy, psychiatric, inpatient, and residential treatment. She has been involved in so much more, including consulting on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday series. But she wrote a wonderful book that really gets to a subject that a lot of people have taken a shot at and not done as good a job at. And the name of the book is called Release, and it's Create a Culture Free and Soul.
Clutter Free.
Oh, a clutter. I'm sorry. There's a pun or something involved there, but it's Create a Clutter-Free and Soul-Driven Life. Peggy, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you guys so much. Great to be here.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm a little cluttered because, you know, my brain to my tongue is not exactly working perfectly today.
So, Peggy, I have to ask you, how did you go from being all these things that Rob just talked about and more into writing a book about clutter and releasing it? And why is that so important for us to know?
Well, for me, it's just been kind of the life journey I've been on. Somehow I met my husband way back, and he had very few things. And then I worked in the wilderness where you have a backpack on your mm-hmm. back, and you're with what's essential, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of began working with people in their homes. I was always the friend that would come over and say, hey, you want to clean out the garage?
Where have you been?
Yeah, I'm a Virgo, so I think that's part of it.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I like structure and beauty and all that. So mm-hmm. So it just became something I started doing. And obviously, as a therapist in my past, I was also working always with mental and emotional and relationship clutter anyway. And then I studied energy medicine with Francesca McCartney out in Marin, and just all these pieces came together, and I finally just felt like it was time to share rather than hoard everything I'd learned, and that's why I decided to write the book.
Yeah, and you know, there's a clue in that there's mm-hmm. so much more to clutter and hoarding than, you know, we normally think about. But, you know, since this isn't just another book about decluttering, when we talk about our culture, we basically have homes filled with stuff. But we're, you know, when we look at our lives, we're spiritually adrift and feeling lack, which, of course, shouldn't make sense on the surface. So what's going on here?
Well, I think what's going on, at least the way I'm framing it in the book, and hopefully it's, you know, helpful enough for people to at least begin to think about, is that, you know, we have two aspects, all of us, and we have our soul aspect of ourselves, and we have the ego aspect of ourselves, and we're with both of them forever. Mm-hmm. There's no killing the ego and destroying the ego and blowing up the ego and all the things people talk about. To me, it's about loving the ego and just understanding that there's a part of us that is free and eternal and wise and loving and knows the truth and is ever connected, and that's the soul. And then we have an ego, which is the image of ourselves and, you know, our internal focus on self-preservation and success and survival. And it sees us as separate from other people. And it creates a state of mind of fear and lack that makes us want to accumulate and protect ourselves and have what we think we need. So to me, the game is to decide who's going to be at the wheel of our lives, because we have to make that decision moment by moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And can we actually say that the soul is really, you know, that we're actually soul driven, but, you know, we've kind of lost that awareness?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously the soul is always in charge, whether we know it or not. But I
right.
think that we can make a better effort to remind ourselves and also remind each other who we really are. Because there's a lostness about the culture. I thought it was funny, actually, Rob, when you said culture-free.
Yeah. It was definitely a play on words.
It was. I mean, we're individual ego minds, and we're in a collective society of ego minds. Mm-hmm. And we have a culture that's been created. It's marketing-driven. It's all driven by the ego. You know, I say when the ego's at the wheel of our lives, the song on the radio is, I am not enough, you
right.
are not enough, and there
yes.
is not enough.
Yes.
And that we're bombarded with that message all mm-hmm. day long.
All day, every commercial. I mean, it's just unbelievable. A lot of things that you might read if you're not reading more spiritually bent books and stuff, it's never ever about enough. We never have enough, whether it's money or time or looks or whatever it is. It seems like there's just a huge lack. So that kind of brings me to this next question, and maybe we've kind of already answered it, but we kind of hoard things besides the physical. So what is it that we're hoarding besides physical things?
Well, I think we're hoarding, thoughts that aren't true,
mm-hmm.
thoughts
mm-hmm.
about our own lack, our own not good enough, our own comparison and less than other people or better than other people, resentments, mm-hmm. jealousies, anger. I think we're hoarding all kinds of things, sadness,
yes.
and we don't let go. We
mm-hmm.
don't let go.
Yeah.
We just keep stockpiling, whether it's in the bathroom cabinets or in your heart or in your mind or in your office closet or the trunk of your car,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
we seem to hoard these erroneous beliefs, and we actually, when we work with some clients, and it's not that usual. It's unusual for a client to really covet the belief that they have, but there's a kind of a defensiveness that might come up. So do we covet erroneous beliefs? Do we really hoard those too?
I don't know that we covet them. I think, though, that they're so familiar,
mm-hmm.
and we covet what's familiar, even
yeah.
if it's uncomfortable,
yeah.
Because the ego mind comes from fear. And with people who struggle with clutter, and we all struggle with clutter, but let's say just in terms of physical clutter at an extensive level, mm-hmm. I've worked with a lot of people, and that fear is really closer to terror. You can see it in someone's face as they're mm-hmm. agonizing over which of the 50 pairs of socks to release.
Yes.
And I don't say that, I didn't mean that sarcastically. I mean, truly, we
mm-hmm.
have so much, and I've just witnessed it so many times. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think it's more of a familiarity
mm-hmm.
and a repeating thing that says, just in case, hold on,
yeah.
I might need that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and in reading the book, what it really reinforced for me, certainly in the first half of the book or so, is that we are living this false reality. In other words, our emphasis, the things that we are cluttering our lives with, the things that we are hoarding, aren't real. When it comes even to the emotions and things, we're reacting to what we've been taught, what we believe, and we're sort of stuck in that. And so what this book helped me do, it once again reminded me that we're on this path of discovering who we really are by removing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, it's funny you brought up a Virgo, being a Virgo. Peggy, my mother was a Virgo. And so I learned very early on, she was also a German. So I learned, and she was, oh gosh, yeah. And she was a clean freak. I mean, her house was very clean, very organized. And I loved it when she came to our house because she'd want to do the dishes and get in and clean out the refrigerator and do all that I didn't get to. But the point I'm making here is Rob and I'm more the clean freak. My desk over there is fairly and almost really, in fact, very organized. And I look at his desk and there's always papers everywhere. And yet he says he knows where everything is, which seems a little impossible to me. So I think this book really helped motivate him because I've noticed his paper stacks have gone down a bit.
Yeah, it's called tax season. But this is really something that can change your life. And as we said, we're going beyond just the physical clutter. So we're going to run off to a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Peggy Fitzsimmons. We're talking about her book, Release, Create a Culture Free and
Clutter Free.
I like culture. Oh. I'm changing it.
Okay.
Create a clutter free and soul driven life.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and as we always say, it's radio that makes a difference, and we make a difference by bringing you people that have done the work in their own lives and then are willing to share it with the rest of us. And we know as an audience, you know, we love our audience because they also do the work. And how do we know? Well, because we hear from you. and we love the questions. You know, we wish we could answer them all, but, you know, we get like thousands of emails and we can't, but that's why we do the show.
So we're here with Peggy Fitzsimmons, and we are talking about her new book release, and it is Create a Clutter-Free and Soul-Driven Life. Her website is Peggy Fitzsimmons, that's SIMMONS.com, PeggyFitzsimmons.com. Peggy, I want to ask you, you brought up the ego in the first segment. And if we are, you know, you say the key to decluttering is to learn to love your ego mind. What do you mean by that?
Well, as I said before, you know, the human condition is that we are here as souls, first and foremost, and we also have an ego mind. Mm-hmm. So that's just the way it is. And I think if you read some spiritual texts and just kind of popular culture things about the ego, there's a lot about, you know, destroying the ego and murdering the ego and I don't have an ego and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's just not true, you know. So to me, it's about loving the ego because the ego has a really big job, you know. Its job is to keep us safe and keep us surviving and you know, self-preservation, survival, success. And that job is big. And so what we just want to do is kind of comfort the ego, like, thank you. You know, I know you're trying to help me. I'm just going to ask you to move over to the passenger seat here instead of grabbing for the wheel constantly. And, you know, many people have the ego at the wheel to the point where their a false identity is running their lives. You know, they're moving through life with feelings of fear and less than and disharmony and conflict and competition. All these things that, you know, is the ego's game, right? I mean, that's the ego's job. So I'm just inviting people to be gentler with the ego because I think when you love it, it quiets down.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really liked about your book and the stories, and we can talk about a couple of stories in the book, but what you really get about decluttering, you know, whether it's on the physical, spiritual, emotional, mental level, is that it really is an invitation to finding more of who you are. At least that's how I took it. Would you go along with that one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an invitation, and it's for all of us, me included. You know, I deal with clutter every day, mental clutter, emotional clutter, relationship clutter, we all do. And it's just about getting a little bit more mindful about who's at the wheel and being able to watch how the ego operates. You know, watch what our thoughts are saying to us. Watch how we deal with our emotions. Watch the energies that we're surrounded by and if they're really compatible with what our soul wants. And when we do that, you know, that's the invitation. And it's an ongoing process, you know. It's not where you clear everything out and then you're done. I mean, you can finish a room, let's say, right? Okay, I got all the dresser drawers done, quote done. But it's just a journey, and every stop on the way just expands what you see and what you know and what you understand. So to me, it's super fun and exciting, and it's nothing to do with forcing yourself to get rid of things and, you know, dreading it and drudgery and all that. I call it a release party.
Yeah, it's great. And what I liked, you had a couple of stories in the book, but there was one about a woman named Lily, I believe. And it was a process of discovery. And what was cool was it was also a process of discovery for you, you know, in working with somebody to help declutter their life. So if you want to tell our audience a little bit about one of those stories? Mm-hmm. Could be that one.
Sure. Lily's the Hallmark closet, right? Is that the one
you're referring to? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, Lily had a big closet in her house, and it was devoted to gift wrapping. And, I mean, it was unbelievable, you know, plastic drawers and things lined up and ribbons and bags and bow, everything you can imagine, all sizes, all colors, all seasons, all holidays. And when we first got to the closet, which happens very often, you know, she kind of opened the door and looked in and said, oh, no, I need everything in there. You know? And that's what the ego does, too, right? It doesn't really want us to look very closely, you know, right. That's fine. Just leave it like it is. And I always say, you know, the best leader follows, right? So as I work with people, I have to follow their rhythm, right? Because you're not ready till you're ready. So anyway, she revisited the closet after we had done some other things. And this time it was like she started to think about it, like she started to be mindful and sit with the closet and say, like, what's going on here? You know, I've got a Hallmark closet in my house. And she really came to understand that you like to give gifts to people and kind of acknowledge people and make them feel special and make them beauty. But inside was a deeper longing that she would receive something like that.
Mm.
So, so the impulse is beautiful and lovely, but it was a little bit skewed, right, where she wasn't able to get her own needs met. So once we kind of talked that through a little bit, that shifted things. And I always tell people when you declutter, it's not about you letting go of things. You know, these things let go of you when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand something for what it is, it kind of loosens its grip, right? It loosens its power or its influence. Mm-hmm. And so she went back into the Hallmark closet, and it was just like, everything must go. You know, and she got rid of a huge percentage of stuff, and she still has a fairly big gift closet, maybe compared to somebody else, certainly compared to me, right?
Right.
But again, there's no judgment on that. We all have different thresholds. And that's another really important part for me, that, you know, the ego mind judges everything, right? And you know, I don't have many physical possessions. All of my possessions fit in my car, which is a coupe. But, you know, that's just me. And there are minimalists who live with 100 things or less. So to them, I'm a hoarder. Because if you think about 100 things, you know, okay, there's your socks, your pants, the shirt you're wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
your dog.
Your dog. Okay, we're at 4 already, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It adds up quickly.
It adds up quickly, and everybody has a different threshold. But the key, I'm just inviting people to get honest about how it feels in their home, how it feels in their internal landscape, internal environment, right? External and internal environment. And when we can do that, we can release just the right amount so we feel better and more aligned with who we really are.
Yeah, as a follow-up to that story, because you said that what Lily realized was in her putting out so much and filling up her life with giving to others, when she decluttered that, did she find more for herself?
Excuse me, I'm coughing. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we will.
Sorry, I had a sip of water there and it went down wrong.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, she got way more able to give to herself and honor herself and go towards the things that she needed to fill her spirit, which for her was a lot about being artistic and creating beauty, but not having to do it through someone else to come back into her, right? She could
or to buy it.
And stock up more. You know, Peggy, Rob and I talk about creating space, and this is what your whole book reminded me of, is that when we make room for something new, in other words, when we clutter our homes or our cars or our minds, or, you know, our emotions are cluttered, or we have a lot of patterns that maybe we haven't looked at and addressed, there's not the space, energetic space for more, for the new, for something to come along. And I really felt with your book that was a big part of what you're saying here is about space, to create that space for number one, for who we really are to come up, the light of who we are to shine more brightly. It's kind of like a light bulb. It's dimmed over with that dust for years and years and years of clutter, and allowing ourselves to be more of who we are. Am I on the right track here? Is that kind of metaphorically where you were going with this?
Yes, it's all about creating space, because our lives, our minds, our emotions, our physical environments are jammed. It's just, I like to say it's like what makes a beautiful piece of music, it's not the notes. It's a note. It's the space between the notes, right? And that's what creates the melody. And I think that when we hold on to things, that stagnant energy, or said differently, it's untapped energy.
Right.
And so when people begin to release even a little bit, and even you know, 10% of something in a drawer, that creates room and space, and then new energy can flow. And then there's more of an option for new things to come in. And in my case, I'm inviting people to allow things of the soul to come in, not another iPhone, you know.
Right.
Well, hold that thought, Peggy. We are going to take another quick break. We're here with Peggy Fitzsimmons. It's peggyfitzsimmons.com, talking about her new book, Release. We'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Conscious Talk Radio. Get your dose today.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 cleared device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. You are listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Thank you for tuning in with us. And we always remind you about tuning inward. That's where it all lies. That's where the gold is, if you will. And we explore that on this show every time we come on the air. And we have the most amazing guests that help us do this. And today is no exception. We have with us Peggy Fitzsimmons. Her book is Release, Create a Clutter-Free and Soul-Driven Life. Again, it's Peggy Fitzsimmons, SimmonsOnS.com is the website. Peggy, maybe you could give us another example of someone you worked with, a story you wrote about in the book, and how you helped them declutter.
Yeah, or what it kind of looks like when somebody's going through a decluttering session.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what comes to mind is a client I had a few years ago, and she had called me kind of last minute and said, I'm moving in 3 days, and is there any way you can come over? And I happened to have a cancellation, so I went to her very big house in a very wealthy area of town. And when I walked in the door, I just said to myself, I said, oh, my God, this is a castle of grief. I just knew that, you know, and I'm intuitive, mm-hmm. obviously, and energetic and all that. Mm-hmm. So I met the woman, and we went to this living room area that had a very big couch. You know, big houses have giant couches. mm-hmm. And the couch was full of baby clothes, every color, size, boy, girl, all laid out on this couch, and it looked like it had been there a while. And I didn't know what to make of it, and so the first thing I did with her, I walked her in front of the couch and I said, just tell me what happens when you look at this couch. Because, you know, that's part of the decluttering process, is we have to look and we have to get quiet and let our environment speak to us. Mm-hmm. And so she stood in front of the couch, and within a few seconds she just burst into tears. Mm-hmm. And she talked about a whole story that she had a child who was about 5 years old at the time, and she was trying for a second and had been through all kinds of, you know, treatments and fertility things and miscarriages. You know, all this grief was there. And in that moment, she just made the decision, like, whoa, I want to be happy with what I have and be here with my child instead of living in this future time that may never happen. Mm-hmm. And putting her body through all sorts of stress and everything else. And so it was just a very powerful moment that, to me, is that's the promise of decluttering. I mean, I've had people, mm-hmm. you know, hysterical crying on the bathroom floor as they go through baby shampoos, right? Because mm-hmm. it's not about the shampoos.
Right. 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 It's what it symbolizes, correct? Yeah. In
right.
to the person. Yes.
Right. Well, it's also, yeah. And it's about where they are living and where they're putting their energy. And, mm-hmm. and that's the wonderful thing about decluttering in this way. It's really bringing awareness to yourself. And, you know, you talk about it in the book about the importance of presence. Mm-hmm. And most of us aren't present, mm-hmm. you know, a small amount of the time we have on this planet, we're present. Most of the time we're in the past, like this woman was, you know, hooked into a past situation and then worrying about what her future would look like, so she never got to appreciate where she was.
That's right, and that's the job of the ego. It keeps us in the past and in the future, bouncing back and forth in time, and the soul is at home in the present moment. And yeah. when we're, that's our true state, right? Presence, mm-hmm. peace, mm-hmm. contentment, acceptance, connection, right? Mm-hmm. Letting go. I mean, that's our natural state. It's mm-hmm. not all this holding on. We've been sold a myth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And boy, did we buy into it big time.
We buy into it every day.
Yes, every day.
We all do. But the good news is there's always another moment to come present. There's always another moment.
Yeah.
So that's the joy of it for me.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Being present, and have to remind ourselves, and that's okay if you can do that and be present to that and witness that. It's a beautiful thing. Well, we're here with Peggy Fitzsimmons. The book is Release. It's Create a Clutter-Free and Soul-Driven Life. It's an amazing book. We all want you to have a copy of this book, and you can always get it off our site. Just click on the book, and it'll take you right to Amazon.com where you can purchase the book. And her website, again, is Peggy Fitzsimmons. That's S-I-M-M-O-N-S ons.com. And when we come back, we're just going to kind of find out a few pointers about decluttering from Peggy. She is the expert, and we really appreciate it. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back right after these messages. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Conscious Talk. Empowering your day.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are still listening to Conscious Talk. But hey, if you just tuned in, you can catch the rest of the show and this great conversation we've been having with Peggy Fitzsimmons by going to ConsciousTalk.net. Just put Peggy Fitzsimmons or Peggy into the search engine. You're going to find a list of names. Click on it. And you'll go right to her guest page. And you can also click through the title of her book, and it'll take you right to Amazon. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And don't forget, we podcast each show. So if you missed it, it's going to be podcast. And we also have an extensive archive section on our website, ConsciousTalk.net. Download for free. We keep up to 2 years of shows on that archive, so it's always available for
I know
you.
And we consider this Peggy good cluttering.
Yeah, good clutter.
You know, because we got a lot of information out there. Well, I think people are starting to understand that we have mental clutter, we have emotional clutter, we have energetic clutter. You know, some people wouldn't believe it, but we have relationship clutter.
So what is that?
Yeah.
Well, relationship clutter is when your ego is at the wheel of your life. It dramatically influences how you relate to other people. Mm. So if we relate to others soul to soul, it's like, I am enough. Mm-hmm. You are enough. There mm-hmm. is enough. Mm-hmm. And it kind of keeps us out of a lot of the conflict and noise and the ways we tend to engage without even realizing. Mm-hmm. So relationship clutter is a big part of all of this, for sure.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the things that it struck me was, you know how when you meet somebody, when you are a little more decluttered and you look at relationships and not so much collecting people, but those people that you seem to recognize on a soul level. You know, you meet somebody and you feel like you've known them all your life. Mm-hmm. That's a person you want to interact with. At least that's one way that I operate.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you want to walk through the world realizing that just like you, everybody else is a soul in a body here mm-hmm. temporarily with mm-hmm. one purpose, which is to share their love with the world, to serve their love to the world, right? And I think when we walk that way and see each other that way, it changes how we engage in a moment.
Yes, always absolutely. In a moment. Yes. So, Peggy, based on what we've learned so far, and we read the book, we learned a lot, but what we've been able to give to our listeners today, how do we chart a course out of clutter? Can you give us some tips?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think the first thing is, you know, we talked a lot about kind of the ego and soul-driven aspects today, and I think that's the big picture that we all need to begin from. And then for anyone listening, the next phase is just to kind of take some time with yourself and kind of drop in and ask yourself, what is my soul longing for right now? And if you take some time, an answer will come. It may come as a symbol or some words or some images, but there's something right there ready to be spoken. And I do this with all of my clients. That's where we start, because I want to begin decluttering with where we're going, right? So I call it the soul intention. It's like, what is your soul longing for right now? For just say for the next year of your life. And I've heard all kinds of answers. You know, I have room to grow. I honor my grief. I'm doing my art again. I feel light and bright and engaged. I'm sharing my light with the world. There's all kinds of soul longings. So to sit with that and see what comes and just write it down. And once you have that, then you can begin to walk through your space, your physical space in your home, and you can begin to look for the things that support that. You know, does this contribute to serving my love to the world? Does this contribute to my soul intention? And I have a bunch of questions in the book that people can use as kind of their company as they go through decluttering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the questions I really liked was when you were talking about going through your home and you know, one is it beautiful when you're trying to decide, is this something I really want in my space? But the one that caught my attention was, does it love me back?
Yes. I love that one, too. That was my favorite. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think when you look at something in your home that you love, or in any other area, but let's just talk about in the home now, it's like you see it and you go, oh, I love that. It engenders good feelings. It engenders positive vibes, positive energy. It feels good. And a lot of things we have in our homes do not evoke that kind of response. It's kind of like, it's okay, or it doesn't fit right, but whatever, I'll just keep it.
Or it fills a space.
Or it just fills a space. Yeah. Or sometimes it's really has a charge to it, like, oh, God, my brother-in-law gave me that. I hate that thing. I mean, I hear that all the time.
We used to have things like that that we got from Brenda's mother. You know, you would have to bring them out when she showed up.
I hear that one all the time. I have to keep it. What if she comes over for lunch?
Exactly.
And she actually looked for them, Peggy. Yeah. So this is why I kept them, because she actually made a point of seeing if we had it on the wall or it was sitting somewhere.
I just want to separate myself out here. I consider myself a recovering Virgo.
Thank you. You know, conversely, we had another, you know, which was also something that gave us a real laugh. We have a friend and who traveled a lot, and every year would send us Christmas cards, and it would be a picture of her and her daughter, you know, wherever they'd been in the world. And that's what they made their Christmas card out of. And we just love her, and we just love these pictures. And so we all, you know, we kept them out in our home.
Yeah, suddenly our home was filled with pictures of her and her daughter.
You know, she used to accuse us of you know, putting the pictures out because she was coming over to the house. But we actually, they did love us back.
Yeah,
you know,
and they were out all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can feel it. People can feel it. And the other thing that's really important, one of the other questions is, Does this item, and it can be, again, thought, feeling, energy, but it's difficult to go into all of it at once here, but does this thing have a sacred place to live? You know, it's very important because, you know, you of all the things in this great big universe, right, whatever is in your home, you've chosen. And I am constantly shocked by how people keep their stuff. You know, yeah. it's covered in dust. It's in a broken down box. It's smushed mm-hmm. in the corner. Mm-hmm. And many of us live in environments that I like to say aren't soul worthy, right? It's like, is it really Brenda worthy? Is it really Rob mm-hmm. worthy? You know, the way the sink under the cupboard under the sink looks, or the desk drawer, or the top of your desk, Rob, with the papers, right? Is
right.
it really
yeah.
worthy of you? And is it honoring to these things that you've chosen from this great big world?
Mm. Yeah.
And just looking around your environment for that will awaken a lot, because you'll see the layer of dust and the grime and just the general dishonoring of
yes.
what
yeah. Yeah.
you
yes.
say is important to you.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why we dust our plants, because we love our, mm-hmm. we have plants that we've had for
20 years,
you know, that have, mm-hmm. People walk into our place, and, you know, that's our sort of those are our soul companions, as mm-hmm. it were.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. you know, the ones that don't make it, which are rare, you know, we don't keep them around long, because
no.
there's something, they're not simpatico with us.
Yeah, it's our
but
energy.
The ones
yeah.
you do, you treat with respect and reverence, because
yes.
you honor
exactly.
them as beings
yes.
no less than you. And that's what I'm just inviting people to do. It's like, we have got to begin to realize that we are human beings. You know, we are here to love. That's it. End of
yep.
story.
Yep.
And anything that keeps us from that is clutter.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
You know, clutter is a soul not being true to itself. I'm glad you
love that.
To live with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
yeah, yeah we yeah. love.
Yeah,
the
we
plants.
Had to give them names. They've gotten so big.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
You know.
They're beautiful though, and we do love them and take good care of them. The same we do with our animals and everything else.
Right.
And
well,
we don't have cluttered spaces for them either.
Right. Well, I just want to remind everybody, the book we've been talking about, which I highly recommend, mm-hmm. is called Release. Create a clutter-free and soul-driven life. And, you know, as I may joke, it's a culture-free one, you know, because you're really going to find out about yourself if you, you know, go through this book mm-hmm. and really read it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful book. And Peggy, thank you so much for your work in the world and how many people you're helping, including us and all of our listeners. And love this book and so appreciate you. Thank you for joining us today. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 888-4 Twist 25.